anyway, I yeah, I had a lot of experiences that I can't even think about them right now, you know. But I had a lot of experiences that you can't imagine. Like this man here in the village used to give me rights to work in Port Hueneme.
I remember.
He used to give people rights, and he had a nice little sports car. Mm-hmm. He said, when my divorce is settled with this lady that I'm going through, she has a lot of problem with this lady, give her a hard time, I'm going to give you my little car. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. So what happened is he used to give rides to people. He used to charge me $2 to take me all the way to Port Hueneme to work. And I was there 2-3 days, and then he come pick me up and bring me back because I didn't know how to drive over there. And now I know how to drive there. Anyway, I was living with Ann, but I was working for Esther,
okay.
You know. And then that night, I dreamed that he was, you know, those benches they had along the village here in the street?
Yeah.
He was sitting on one of those benches, and I go sit down and talk to him, and I say, how you doing? I forget his name. Sandy Oakham. He used to be in charge of people taking blood pressure in the village.
Okay.
I said, hi, Sandy. Oh, hi, Dora. How you doing? And we sit down and talk. We were just, not romance involved. No, just friends. Because he used to have a lot of people he give rights to, you know. He was a outgoing person. And so I sat down by him. And I said, so I'll be seeing you, Sandy. I got to go now. He said, okay. And he took my shoulder and he kissed me right in the mouth. He never did that before. We weren't romantic and nothing like that. And he said, okay, I'll be seeing you. And he took my shoulder like that. And I said, okay, Sandy, I'll see you. But it's just like that, nothing like passion kiss, none of that. And then I woke up. And then about 11 o'clock, Ann called me. Dora, Sandy just died of a heart attack.
Whoa.
I said, you know, Ann, he came and tell me goodbye last night. I told him about my dream.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He actually came in my dream to tell me bye. Because he said, okay, I'll be seeing you. Yeah. I'll be seeing you, Dora. He kissed me just like that. And the next day, she called me. Sandy just had a heart attack. He died. And I told Ann, I said, my dream, oh, Dora, he did come and tell you bye. Yeah. He died because he was going through so much trouble with this. See, he had a wife he divorced, and the woman he was living girlfriend.
Yeah.
He got married to her, and they didn't work out. But the thing, before the divorce was final and everything was property, he had houses here he owned and a sports car and everything. He used to be a pharmacist.
Okay.
See, before he retired, just write people around. And he had this woman there, and this woman moved in her boyfriend with him there. And that really hurt him a lot, you know?
Oh.
Being not even a divorce is final, here she brings in that boyfriend. It was a nightmare. Everybody knew in the village what happened. When I told Ann my dream, I said, Ann, I had a dream about him last night. He come and hugged me. And then in the last night, I said, before my dream, I walk. It was at Esther, you know, she had the big high chair, high back.
Mm-hmm.
I walk from the living room, from the kitchen to the living room, and I bump into something, into somebody. She said, you did? Yeah. I turned around and I thought it was the chair. No, the chair is high, but not that high. I bump into somebody. Shoulder to shoulder, you know, when you hit somebody on the shoulder.
Yeah.
But I said, that was a warning too, that because when something like that happens, the first person that comes to your mind, that's the person that came to visit you. So he in the dark, or turned the light off, he bumped into my shoulder like that. Because when I thought about it and after my dream, I said that was him that come see me also before the dream. And then my dream that did it, that was him, you know. Yeah.
Trip out.
Yeah. They said, yeah, he come tell me bye-bye in my dream. He said, yeah, he died at 11 o'clock this morning. So that night, I dreamed about it. Yeah. He was, you know.
Yeah.
But when he kissed me, he said, okay, I'll see you back. I said, on the bench, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll see you, daughter. Take care. I said, okay, bye, Sandy. Then he took my shoulder like that and I left just to keep on walking. He just stayed there. And the next day, he died of a sudden heart attack.